Good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening to. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I received through my psychic clairvoyant vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you can ask any question you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. And I'm excited to be here, and I also want you to know that we have, before we start, I'd like to let all the listeners know on KKNW, the format of today's show, we have four 15-minute segments. On the first segment, I use to talk about the today's topic, and today's topic is going to be an energy update, and then I want to update on everybody's what's happening at Carrie O'Connor, .com. And so what I encourage you to do is sign up for the new free newsletter, and you could get that by going to the website, CarrieO'Connor.com, and there's you hit a little address thing, and then you get the newsletters. And so then you could find out all the events. We have a lot of free teleclasses coming up. We have already working on the fall format, and so we have a lot of new things happening, a lot of teaching people not only empowerment, but it's a more how to hold the energetic posture. So there's a lot of tools, a lot of things happening. And so I encourage you to, again, look at the favorites, the website, and then you'll always be in the now as far as when I decide to do a free teleclass or see what's happening. We have the gatherings. It's this Friday, and so that is still available if you'd like to listen to it. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. And that's where I'm going to give you, again, an energetic up. Give people the information for the downloads that I'm getting, my intuitive guidance that I'm getting. And this, everyone takes away a little bit of something. Everyone takes away exactly what they need is what it is. And so then we do questions and answers, and then we do a healing. And so people are really enjoying that. So that's this Friday. And, again, we have people from all over the world listening and calling in. So if you're interested, email, call the office. And our email is union@1111@yahoo.com. And I want to get into today's topic because it's really important. I always talk about energy maintenance and how important it is to take care of your energy field. And if we're all foggy, we can't feel like we're walking around in a fog, in a cloud. And so I just came back from a vacation from Ecuador, and it really was an eye-opener as far as, first of all, leaving a country that's considered a first world and going into a third world. But what I really noticed is how much the people, even though they lived in really grass houses, there was wild dogs, they brushed the sand out of their streets with brooms with leaves on them and napkins over their face to protect themselves from the sand. It was really interesting to watch their energy and seeing how much they had an attitude of gratitude that they were even sweeping the road. And it was really amazing that here we have so many things in the U.S. and just all around. We have so many things. We have so many things that make our life easier. And then what was amazing to watch was how we could get off balance as far as we have everything is so technical. Everything's at our fingertips. And so we just are – we could get really forgetful as far as what do you do if you don't have those things around? How creative can you be? I thought it was wonderful to see a guy getting a stick and then adding leaves to it, and then he picked different leaves to make it be able to create a scoop so he could have a great sweeper. And so we, a lot of times, I think if we were ever forced to do that, we would kind of be kind of scratching our heads at first and kind of lost. And so this is where we're entering this time of getting back into balance. And so I really noticed a real culture that was very in touch with nature, in touch with balance of the ebb and flow of life, in touch with their survival depends on knowing what fruit is alive and edible right then, because they go by the seasons. And so here, a lot of times, even I just noticed with myself, I wouldn't know it was in season a lot of the things. I know by the grocery store. I don't know by getting in touch with what Mother Earth is growing across the country right now. And so it was a real eye-opener as far as balance, about getting back into balance, getting in touch with, especially with nature, as far as Mother Earth is here for us. She is our, quote, mother. We call her mother, Gaia, Pachamama, all these different words for the divine mother, the divine feminine. We're here inhabiting the earth right now, and it's so important for us to get back into balance. That balance is so healing for us. So many times we walk ungrounded, and when we're ungrounded, then we can get all that fog, and that fog creates mind clutter, and that mind clutter has us go on the gerbil rides, and those gerbil rides, we just kind of walk through the life going through what I call the time to make the donut. part that life, instead of really living life, being present, appreciating every single day, taking every single day as it's coming and really living. And so I saw also how many people are afraid of dying and afraid of they're holding on and says we're not truly living. We're going through life like with white knuckles instead of taking a breath, expanding our energy sideways, really learning how, like a butterfly going out of a cocoon, and the first thing they do is expand those wings sideways, take a look around, and then flap their wings, and then they start taking off. And that's what I see collectively that we're doing right now. We're in a place of rebirthing. It's active rebirthing, and just like any kind of labor and delivery, the active delivery is a real part where you're huffing and puffing, and you're it could be very uncomfortable, but this is where we want to make sure that we have the tools. Just like as a former labor and delivery nurse, we have the Lamaze techniques to teach the clients how to stay in their body, to not get caught up in the pain, not get caught up in the contraction. And you don't have to be physically in a labor and delivery and delivering a baby. We are all individually and collectively going through a rebirthing process. It's a huge cycle. There's not one person on the face of this earth that's not getting affected by this. And so the more we are in the ebb and flow with life, the more we're connected to the earth, to our own energy bodies, the more we can go through our daily processes feeling much more in flow. And if we're not, what I see in the energy field, it creates etheric tears, and literally sometimes people's energy fields look like Swiss cheese. There's so many holes in them, and when there's holes, the lower energies could come in, the fog could come in, and that fog then creates when we walk around sleepy, we walk around with this place of just existing instead of living, and again, being in flow. Think about when I see trees or flowers, that they are just taking the wind in and they're just dancing with the wind and everything. There's a harmony there. There's a balance there. And so one of the key things you could do to get connected with yourself is throughout the day, connect with nature somehow. And even if you live in a city, you still can have a plant near your desk. You could have a flower, a potted plant, and just really take a breath in and get connected. You could have a picture of the oceans where you are on a vacation. And again, take a breath in and feel yourself at that ocean, in the water. Feel, hear, sense, imagine the water coming up on your feet and going away. All of those are what you're doing. It's directing the energy to ground for you to be present. And then again, expand out. It's like expanding your angel wings, your butterfly wings. And when you expand out, it literally opens the grids around your energy field. It opens up the templates, the blueprints. And then we could breathe easier. We could be more relaxed. And then it automatically starts clearing. Mother Earth is in partnership for us to clear the fog away. Just like plants, the exchanger is the CO2. And the oxygen exchange, Mother Earth is here in harmony with us, in partnership with us, of wanting to help us take away that fog. The elementals, the fairies and elementals are literally around us. And again, they like to take away, eat away, break away the negative energy that we could collect throughout the day. It's like lint, where we could pick up a lot of energetic fog, our own and other people's. And so right now, it's really, again, important to take care of your own energetic autonomy, get to recognize yourself as an energetic being, having a human experience here. And another word for that is an angel having a human experience. But the more you get to get the energetic component, because everything is made up of energy, the earth is made up of energy, everything goes down to energy. And so the more we understand that we are energetic beings here, the more we want to make sure that we take care of it. It's just like I say over and over again, can you imagine not taking a shower or brushing your teeth and for weeks and weeks and weeks, never mind months? And when I say that to people, I see their face horrified. Of course, I couldn't imagine not taking a shower. Well, that's what happens when we don't tap in and clear our energy. When we don't have a routine, we can get, again, energetically sloppy. It looks like we're kind of flipping and flopping everywhere. Or it looks like gelatin, and it kind of like your energy still shakes everywhere. And so all is not lost if you haven't picked up a habit or picked up a real good routine for yourself. Really, every single day is a new day. Every single second is a new opportunity for us to start bringing in ourselves back into that balance, get ourselves connected, have us really feel, not in our head, think, feel, go sinking down deep in our heart. Feel that connection within ourselves, and you automatically start, your whole energy field creates a recycling bin with energetic recycling flow throughout your whole energy field, so it will become easier. So then when you feel yourself getting pulled off into the 3D or separation or fear, you can find it, you can use your tools to remind yourself to get back into that alignment, put yourself back into the breath, put yourself back into balance, and it just makes your life a heck of a lot easier. It makes yourself go in with the flow, you get out of that fear, you get out of the fog, and that is truly embodying and living instead of existing through life. And then all of a sudden I see that, like, you get new energetic eyes, or sometimes during a reading I'll say the person gets a symbolic new deck of cards, and that's, again, a new view of life and every aspect of their life, relationship, money, job, career, and that's what we are. It's an offering for each and every single one of us, and it's our account responsibility to say, yes, I want to become a member of this Earth family, and I am taking the responsibility of clearing my energy circle. And I know when I'm doing that, it's radiating out to the whole. And then we bring ourselves back into our center, knowing that we're not only helping our micro world, but it's going out to the macro world. We're all so connected that we are. That's the bottom line. We're so connected that we can't be by ourselves. And so knowing that, we don't have to worry about anybody else, and understanding that the highest form of love we could do is by taking care of ourselves and to get grounded and balanced. And we're helping our family, our world, the earth, by getting balanced. Every single step we take, we put out an energy signature that's of light and balance, and that goes out to the universal ladder. So that is my tip of the day. You get, again, into an attitude of gratitude. Look at nature. Get connected to nature. Do the small stuff. Live instead of don't exist. Live in the moment, and really don't go through life just leaning forward and just get plowing through. That's a choice. You could do it. But the more we feel in balance, the more you absolutely will see it in every aspect of your life. Okay, we'll be back. We're going to our first commercial. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit VitalityChiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com. Or call 206-624-1370.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com. Do you know how to live courageously? Have you mastered your own mind power to create abundance in every area of your life? With Dr. Joanne White's empowering seminars and books, you'll supercharge your own abilities. The success doc, author, speaker, life, and business coach will help you transform your life and exceed your expectations. Call 1-877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org to live your dreams right now. Have you been baffled by the unanswered questions in your mind and heart? Are you ready to see your life unfold right in front of your eyes? tap into the power of your inner voice, embrace the wisdom within, and live life to the max with the empowerment psychic, Linda Dickinson. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for a private session that'll help you live life to the max. Listen to Linda on the Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural, alternative talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, and our number here is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-938-2819. And we're live and taking phone calls. So, Benny, why don't we go to those lines?
Sure. And just a little correction on that number. It's 1-800-930-2819.
You know, Benny, I should just have you give the number out. I do have dyslexia.
Hey, that's okay. Sometimes I have it too. So it's all good. We're all human. It all makes sense. So Susan now is calling in from Squim, Washington. It's out on our coastline there. And she wants to know when she's going to obtain her own financial security. So, Susan, welcome to the show. Wait. I got to do one more thing. I got to actually bring her on the phone for you. There, Carrie. She's
all right.
There.
Very good. Hi, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Carrie. Thank you so much for being there for all of us.
Oh, you're welcome. So what's going on?
Well, I'm just kind of wondering about my own personal life. I'm single and wondering if I'm ever going to attain my own individual financial security, anything that has to do with my individuality. And,
okay.
Yeah, I am
it.
In. Okay.
All right. The first that your father's crossed over?
Pardon?
So your father has crossed over?
Yes.
Okay. He comes in first, and he's also giving you the number 5. And I like to remind people, especially when I have new listeners all the time, that if somebody gives us a number, a spell, or a bird, it's their signature of way that they could connect you. Does the 5 have to stay for the rest of your life? No. It's just that right now he's giving you the number 5. So that means you'll look at the clock out of the blue, and it'll be 555. You'll see a license plate that says 555, all that stuff. And so, but also he's doing, when I see somebody in the shower of 5s, that means numerologically he's talking about 5, meaning a lot of change. He's also pointing to the month of May of 209 in particular. And I see, think of me above your head looking down, and I see your energy field taking a real 90-degree turn to the left in May of this year in particular. And so think of that degree turn as, like, I call it like the about face. And so think of the left side as the receiving side, the feminine side, the opening up side, and especially when I go to 2 feet off of your energy field, and so that's going through the emotional body. And so think of, you're clearing that out. So what you're doing, Susan, is you're making your way. You're opening up the door. So we clear out our spiritual body, our mental bodies, our emotional bodies, and our physical bodies. And so think of the last 5 years, the last 5 months, the last 5 weeks. You're going to start, and over the next 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, into the next 5 years, you're going to start seeing the fruits of your labor. You're going to start seeing the things come into the physical, because literally it drops down. When we're trying to manifest anything, it takes a pattern. It goes down from, the spiritual, it's to the mental, the emotional, and to the physical. And so when I'm seeing you clearing out that circle around you, and you open up doors, and especially in the left side, that's our receiving side, our taking in money, opportunities. And he's especially showing me, if you were to look at the top of your head again and go into that right side, if it was cut off in a square like a pie into quarters, that first corner over to the left side is all like squeaky clean. It has a very high blue energy, and that's a wonderful energy. That's really, that's like what I call the blue lady energy. So that's a high frequency energy that's coming in, and the energy is going to go into the other parts of your energy body. And when I see the Pac-Man symbol, that's my, like, eat away any kind of things that could be in your past, and even this is past life components and past history that has to do with things holding you back, because he's showing me like a horse saying nay. And so that's where with the leashes up, and so that means where consciously or subconsciously you've got messages to hold yourself back, to let everybody else go first, and then Susan comes last. Now it's all about your time. It's about you stepping out and being able to, it's okay for you to be seen energetically, is what he's saying. And especially because, Susan, you've had many, many lives of service and being of service of others, and as a monk, as a nun, and people that have had that sometimes they naturally come in with what I call like an energetic symbolic hangover, and they have a tendency to let other people go first. They like here or somebody, their crowd, you'll kind of step back and let other people go. It's very serving, and so that's wonderful. But there's also part of the balance, part of giving and receiving. So think of you've given, 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 and especially your dad showed me by the time you're 5 years old, he's talking about topped up. So by the time you're 5 years old, you've already started collecting the receiving coins symbolically, and so being of service since you were even a little child, being kind, being not pushing and bullying your way,
right,
away around. And so this is now it's time for you to cash in and symbolically bring it in, bring it down to it. And he's also symbolically handing you this great big dish. It looks like almost like a wooden salad bowl at first, and then it turns to gold on the outside. And he's the way he first handed it to you, then he dropped it right in the bottom of your root chakra. And so use that as a visualization if it resonates with you, and visualize even literally gold coins going from the top of your head, from your seventh chakra, going right through your physical core, like going down your spine, almost like if you were a slot machine, and then going right out of your root chakra, right into like a couple inches underneath your root chakra, so right below the pubic bone, and see the coins filling up into that salad bowl. And then it literally puts your energy, your hands down, and visualize that you're holding those coins and play with them is what he's saying, because that's what that's going to do is clear out and get rid of any kind of residual energy that has to do with money is the root of all evil, or money, I have to give money away, I am not worthy, or those kind of things. And so, but the beautiful thing, Susan, is when I look at the top of your head, and again, seeing that clearing, that's wonderful, but also when I look at your core, and you're starting to show me symbolic gold coins, those coins have signals and symbols, and those symbols is your soul logo, and so you are, again, stretching that out to the universe. That universe is saying, I understand that Susan's logo, and also remember what's imprinted on those symbolic coins is your desires. And so many times we have to, the vision boards are outside of us, and we pray and we pray and we pray, but we have it backwards, and we want to have those vision boards inside of our hearts and have them reflect to the outside, and then we start creating the energetic component magnet, and increases the magnitude to bring those opportunities and things in. So absolutely, you're well on your way. This year in particular is very significant as far as rooting it down to the root, and then that's foundational energies. And then he's talking about, again, the next 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years. And so you're in a real period of getting really crystal clear, pristine crystal clear as far as what you desire, and this is all about you and nobody else. He's like blocking, putting a hand up to concerns about everybody, anybody else, because this knowing that when you clear yourself, everybody else gets taken care of. You know, it takes care of the earth. It takes care of animals. It takes care of family and friends. And so you don't have to worry about them. This is the you time, okay?
Okay.
Very good. Keep up the wonderful, excellent work, my dear.
Okay. Thank you so very much,
Okay. You're welcome, honey. You're welcome. God bless.
All right. Very cool. That leaves a line open at 1-800-930-2819 on the Carrie O'Connor Show. Let's head off to Kent, Washington. We have Jared standing by. He's looking for work. Maybe we can help him out, Carrie. And Jared, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Cool. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Jared. How are you?
Hi, good.
So you're looking for work, huh?
Yeah, a little frustrated. Yeah, I get a lot of dead ends.
Okay.
A lot of door
closes. I'm seeing a maternal grandmother with a paternal grandmother, and it looks like a paternal great-grandmother that she's handing you what looks like a great big feather, a huge feather, actually, and she's handing it to you in sense of I know you didn't meet her, but she's sitting here guiding you. So just think of the three ladies. They're also keep on giving you the number 333. So pay attention to seeing threes. You're going to see a lot of them. And those threes are the number, especially the last 3 years, Jared, the last 3 months, last 3 days, 3 weeks, the 333s over the next 3 days, 3 months, 3 years is a period of think of the feather as clearing out the fog, like I was talking about before, the energetic fog where we could get, especially if we keep on hitting dead ends, it really can pull up our residual energy. It could really make us frustrated. It makes us contract, and then it's harder for us to get into that balance. And so they're coming here to help. And actually, it's interesting because then I see the great-grandmother bringing out this big needle, and so she's like symbolically weaving any holes or tears in your energy field that has to do with the past and past history. And even now when you're frustrated, because when we get frustrated, we literally can tear parts of our energy field. And so they're coming there with these grand needles and then sewing you up. And then when we're sewed, then we don't leak the energy to the future. We don't leak it to the past. And it allows us to stay in the now. And that will, again, symbolically burn up the any kind of fog. And so I would absolutely welcome in the three ladies. And if you don't feel connected to them, just realize there's three guides to you, female in particular, that are sitting there, and especially the nurturing component, because they're showing me that seeing you eating your heart out is what the great-grandmother is saying. So there's a part where they're recognizing what you're doing. They're recognizing that you're working hard, and sometimes it feels like you're eating your heart out, and that society and the world is eating your heart out. It's like honestly, like a wolf eating your heart. So they're talking about a lot of heart issues of the heart, clearing of the heart, and especially when I go to the back of your heart, it's all about, again, past represents the back. And so think of this as really work on your heart chakra, especially over the next 3 days, 3 weeks. Feel yourself, Jerry, going down into your heart chakra. See yourself living in there, having a seat in there, and fill it up, meaning fill that whole heart chakra, that whole heart area with put light in there, put your energy, your attention and intention, and that will be like a flashlight. It's like a light that breaks away any kind of energetic like fog we have, and it really brings up like a shiny light to your desires, and again creates a magnetic grid to bring it in. So they're emphasizing, like, and I'm seeing you doing somersaults through September into October. Then I see you stand up in the victorious posture. So that means to me that especially over the next 3 weeks, into the next 3 to 4 weeks, through September, into October, when I see the victorious posture, when somebody's standing there with their hands up, it's almost like an Olympiad where their hands are doing like a V and their legs are doing a V. That's my posture, my symbol of feeling victorious, feeling, but when it's interesting, when you're tumbling, you're also very much, it's not zigzaggy, it's not chaotic, it's very much like, again, an Olympic person. So think of that over the next 3 weeks, that you're directing your energy like an Olympic would. They practice, and this is where you're going for the gold medal, and this is where they're helping you weave in, again, any kind of tears that you've had from the past, and then you're going to receive the victory, and especially when you get into end of September, October, okay? But remember, okay, Don't get hung up on the end of September, October. That could sound like a long time from now. It really is not, especially when we consider that we've been here for eternity. We have eternity to go. This is endless time, and so it really allows us to get into the now, because I see you with a big smile on your face, and so that's good, and your arms are open to receiving job opportunities, and you're also looking forward, which is wonderful, because when I see people's eyes looking for the heaven, that means to me that there's still residual energies that's looking for the matriarchal mother, father, God, come take care of us, and this is what we're getting out of. This is where we're taking care of ourselves, and so there's going to be changes and shifts. Hang in there, and again, you're going to see a lot of threes. Welcome yourself and really do a lot of meditation of getting down into that heart chakra, and you'll be amazed at what you're feeling, sensing, and all how it's going to spill over to every other direction in your life, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome, huh? All right, we're going to our break, and we will be back after this short break. You're listening to the Carol O'Connor Show.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, McElroy.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Did you know that children should not carry more than 10 to 15% of their body weight in backpacks? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts to share some information about backpack safety. The longer a child wears a heavy backpack incorrectly, the longer it takes for a curvature or deformity of the spine to correct itself. That's why it's important that children who are carrying heavy backpacks throughout the year are under regular chiropractic care. They will be better able to deal with the physical stressors being put on their small bodies, and they will be able to enjoy the healthy benefits of a properly functioning nervous system. For more information on backpack safety and how to keep your child healthy throughout the school year, visit VitalityChiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Did you know Greek Oats yogurt fat content actually helps you lose weight? Not only does this healthy fat contribute to curbing sugar cravings, also the probiotic bacteria in Greek Oats yogurt has an effect on how fats are metabolized and absorbed by the body. So don't forget to pack a Greek Oats yogurt for a snack today. For more information, visit GreekOatsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I am Kara O'Connor, and our number here is, I'm going to try it without dyslexia, 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And I'll be with you here for another half hour. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Great job on the phone number, by the way. You know,
thanks.
I'm just letting you know. Maybe I just need to mention that more often.
Yes, there you go.
Then you have that drive to nail that phone number every time. But regardless, we have callers who have found that number correctly. And Valerie from Seattle is calling in. She wants to get an update on where her life is headed. So, Valerie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, Carrie.
Hi, Valerie. How are you?
I'm excited for you.
Very good. Very good.
I'm looking for an update. Things are like in a swirl. And I feel like I'm working hard and sometimes standing still.
Okay. All right. You know what, Valerie, what I'm seeing, that especially with a lot of people over the last 2 to 3 months, that's what a lot of people felt. It's like, I feel like, and I'm seeing you're holding the posture of that. It's like a baby having their head out and the shoulders are getting stuck in. And that's exactly what your body's showing
that's
me,
right.
The left shoulder in particular. So right now I'm encouraging you and twisting your shoulders out of your, as you symbolically give birth to yourself. And it's interesting because when I'm watching your head, your eyes are all wide open like a deer, not in the headlight, like the wonder of it all eyes. And that's a really good posture to have, as far as, even though you could be feeling kind of stuck, you're still holding that wonderment. And so that means to me, that's my symbol of that you're connected to the divine. And even if it could feel like and plugged into the divine, and your divine child, and our divine child is not naive. The divine child is the key for us to become enlightened and bring our stuff into fruition. And so it's like the divine child never gives up, because they know that all the rest of the outside is the illusion. So when you're doing the eyes, and I'm seeing again the shoulders going out, think of that. Even though the outside circumstances don't matter, only my current state of being matters. What am I feeling now is one of those mantras that I would say to you now, and especially over the next 2 days, the next 2 weeks, into the next 2 months, because I'm seeing the number 222 all around you. And from now to December, so I'm seeing your energy. September to December is very significant. And I'm seeing you like jumping or leaping from September. It's like a leapfrog. And so then I'm seeing frog medicine. And when the angels and guides and actually Archangel Gabriel coming in, Gabrielle is the bringer of good news or news or message, and I pay attention to how higher horn is up in the air, and it's that 2 month period again over the next 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, and frog. I would welcome you to really look up what frog medicine is all about, and I know that it's about transformation. Frogs go through the talus polywog stage to the swimming stage, to the hopping and leaping stage. So your body, this is your energy, show me all these signs. And so you might not feel them, especially when we're in that period of delivery, that we might not see all the things that were the symbols that are going out to the universe. And remember, I'm reading what people are showing and putting out to the universe. And so I just don't pull this up out of the air. This is your energy, and I'm just like the reader. It's like I read a book, and so your energy showing me the frog, and so in Archangel Gabriel. And so we're conscious, you're consciously or unconsciously working with these energies and symbols, and especially when I see the guides of the angels bringing in the medicine of the frog, it's that really helps you connect to the earth energy. And again, over the next 2 days, next 2 weeks, into next 2 months, feel like you've delivered, or you could feel like I'm seeing you exhaling. And in a chair, and it's kind of, it looks like a lawn chair, and you kind of, your head's tilted over to the side, and you kind of look like exhausted, but it was like a good exhaustion. It's almost like when you go for a run, and you're right, it's 10 miles, and it's really, really hot, but then as soon as you get down in a chair, you did it. And so that's what you're doing. Your body's getting to the part where you did it. And so then when you're sitting in a chair for a minute, and then but you still have that smile and you still have the eyes. And so think of, like, right now, this is a really important period for you. And this is where it's like the metal hits the pedal. It's when it's really important to do our practice. Whenever I go through a period of this, it's like I almost stay in a constant state of the mantra in particular. My current circumstances don't matter. Only my state of being matters. Because I know that radiates out through my energy field, and those are the symbols and the signals and the directions that we are giving to the universe. The universe follows our orders, and so the more we're grounded in saying, okay, the outside circumstances don't matter. So if money's tight, this is tight, I don't have a relationship, all those things, that doesn't matter right now. Only my state of being matters. It's the only thing that ever matters. And so what am I feeling now? And that will, again, create what it looks like is an energetic swirl that clears out anything that's negative or feels like it's lack and scarcity, and really start showing your soul's code, your heart signature, and then energetically start bringing those things in. So in the two, numerologically, is a really good number because it's all about fruition and getting the fruits of your of labor. And so think of this fall is coming up, and so that's a harvest time. So think of you're entering the harvest time. And again, I just heard a grandmother yell out balance, and so it's balancing play. And she just showed me you juggling, like, which looks like bowling balls on the right hand in particular, and smaller balls in the other. So making sure that you're having that balance as far as between the right and left side of the energy. Swing your hips, literally. Have them do infinity eights from side to side. Swing it up and forth like a pelvic tilt going back and forth. You're literally bringing the energy through the physical, mental, spiritual, emotional bodies. And again, there's a breaking through. Energetically, it kind of helped you. I kind of tapped your energy field, so to get that shoulder out. And so over the next 2 days, over the next 2 hours, make sure you, if it resonates with you, to move your arms around, like your elbows, and have them swim around or move them around, like the 2 feet around you. Really get into that 2 feet around you. Investigate it, feel it, clear it, and especially for the heart area, it's going to really help you, okay?
Yeah.
Good things coming, my dear.
Thank you so much. You're a good midwife.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. It's all worth it. You're out. You're delivered. How about that? You delivered yourself. We, together, your higher self gave permission, so we just did a little energetic healing, balancing, and you popped yourself out, and now there's a part of the getting into the recalibrating, because there's a different energetic posture when we're going through the delivery and then when we're just delivered. And so I'm not kidding. Over the next 2 hours, drink a lot of water, get connected. If you go outside, sit next to a tree or whatever you could do, and especially over the next 2 hours, and really pay attention to what you're feeling the next 2 days, because when somebody flips and does an energetic posture, and you did it beautifully, and so it's just like part of my energy just kind of shined, and you did the putting your head out, and so you're going to feel differently, especially around the throat and the head and the third chakra. Okay?
I do. I'm going to go pick blackberries outside.
Excuse me, honey?
I'm going to go pick blackberries outside.
There you go. Perfect. There you go. And look for frogs, and don't be surprised if you see frogs, see the word frogs or something about frogs big time. Then it's interesting.
Okay.
When you said black bears, I mean black berries, I heard black bear over to your left side. So it absolutely worked with bear medicine too, because I saw the frog in the right side of your energy field, and the bear just came up from the past on your left side. And so I'd look those up for animal totems up on the internet, and they're going to be interesting. I know bear and frog are very, very powerful animal totems that are working with you over, again, the next couple of months. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Very
good. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
you have a
Valerie.
Wonderful day.
Yeah, thanks, Valerie, for calling in. And I guess, Carrie, we should remind her, if she's going to kiss any frogs or bears, just be careful. There might be a couple princes that pop up, and
there,
or just be leery about the bears. I'm just saying. Might be a situation that might want to be controlled. I'm just, you know, putting it out there. Let's see, Carrie, we have a couple minutes. How about we just give out some information about you and then run to a quick
Absolutely.
Break beforehand, and then we'll come back
there
to our callers. Go ahead.
Perfect. All right. As I said before, we have the gathering. Also, we did the Mastery Series, and so we are the Mastery Series is available, wave, DVD, CD, and in MP3 format, and that's the Master Series 1 and Master Series 2. They were extremely popular. They're extremely powerful. And, again, they're energetic tools. What we're doing, and when I study shamanism, it's called your medicine bag or your mesa. And so what I'm giving you, what part of what I consider my job, what my journey, what my love is to help people, empower people. And, of course, I'm empowering myself the whole time. So these are tools that help me get to where I go. People a lot of times ask me, how do I see, how do I do what I do? And I do it because I practice what I say, and I'm continuously trying different things. And so when, as soon as I try it and I see it works in the energy field and it clicks people in place or myself in place, I want to share it on it. I consider it part of my job here. We all have our unique job, and that's just part of mine. And so, but it also, the key is it strengthens your energy field. So anything, as far as we have the body temple series, as far as the tape, the CD that to listen to, that follows the directions that your body can listen to. You can even listen to it at night when you're sleeping. We have the intuitive circle. We also have the mediumship booklet and CD also that gives directions. And so we have a lot of things that are helping teacher tools. So you should check out the website and look at the supplies or the site for, the product bar, and see what resonates with you, because there's a lot of, again, tools. These are tried and true. These are things that really help clear the energy. And I'm a constant searcher, researcher, and I also get downloads. And so some of this is from a lot of it's divine guidance. And so they tell me different things to do, and I just watch the energy field expand, and it's just so beautiful to watch. So again, check out the product page, and this fall we're planning a lot of stuff as far as free teleclasses, and all of this is to help you, again, maintain. We're all going through this birthing process, and there's not one of us, again, like I said earlier, that's escaping this. And so surrendering, allowing, trusting the process is so important, and also realizing that we're all here for each other. Nobody's out there alone, so we're here for each other, and I'm going to do whatever I can do to help, and that's part of, again, my journey. So go visit the website, and we have a lot of stuff coming up. We're all excited about this fall. And so we're going to go to our break, and then we'll be back. The last break of the hour, and you're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and I'll be with you to the top of the hour.
Transform your looks and your life with Kat James Total Transformation Teleprogram. Learn the core modules of the truth about beauty, shedding, feeding, cultivating, and living beauty. Save time and money with Live As You Learn pacing and no life disruption. Teleprograms make perfect follow-up or prep for Kat's 5-day Mountain Chalet programs. Go to informedbeauty.com or call 877-54-TOTAL. Next program starts August 27th. Visit informedbeauty.com.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on The Dr. Pat Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality,
contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor, and I'll be with you to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go back to those phone lines?
I'd love to do that. We have David now calling in from Seattle. He's finishing up some computer classes. Good thing. Let's see here. He wants to know, though, however, what's next for him after those classes. So, David, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks, Benny. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. How are you, David?
Pretty good. Thanks.
Good.
I'm wondering about... I've been breaking through some difficulties with getting started on the computer classes and gotten inside the energy. It's working really well. I'm wondering what you might see if I'm able to find something after
okay.
this, or if I'm I'll be able to continue improving on this improvement energetically. I've been feeling. Things
okay.
that used to bother me have been not a difficulty now. So, or whatever you see come up.
Okay, Dave, wonderful. You know, it's interesting because I energetically, Benny's picking up the phone lines, and normally when between sessions or between breaks, I kind of get into myself and do kind of meditation, clear off, and prepare myself for the next client. And it was, and I heard him pick up your phone call, and your energy got my attention. Is what I'm going to say, because it doesn't matter where I am, I can see stuff. And so, and it, what was interesting is that I heard you ask a question about the computers, and the first thing, I already started doing the reading, is like a long story short, and so I heard that you're taking the computers, but you're merging it and doing something different with it. And so that's where you're answering what I was like, wow, I wonder what it's doing different. What you're doing, I see, is combining it. So first, let's get to the energy part, that you're holding your own energetic posture that I talk about all the time. That allows us to, it's like a Teflon energy around our energy field. And so when anything comes up to bother us, to pull us, or any kind of energetic hooks or cords, we're wearing a Teflon suit. We don't get hooked in. We don't get pulled in. And if we do happen to, we whip out the tools and just get unhooked. And so that's perfect, and you're showing me that. You're showing me that around your energy field. In particular, David, around the 2 to 4 feet around, and you're also clearing out where I see these beautiful symbols all through your mental body. Well, it's interesting because when anybody's in school, they're using the mental body more, and you're doing the techno stuff with the computer. But what I heard this time is, like, I see you as a bridge, the bridger energy. So you're taking the computer knowledge that you're having, and I see a bridge going down. So you're taking it and doing something very different with it. It's like you're, I see it ends up being like, especially over the next 7 years, something that backs you up. So that means to me energetically that it, it's like you step away from it. You end up stepping behind it, but it's good that you have that practice. Like, for example, I'm a nurse, like I said before, a labor and delivery nurse. The nursing aspects that I had, the training that I had, really helps me when I'm doing medical intuitive stuff as far as getting into knowing the body. So energetically, it stands behind me because I'm not doing a technical nurse anymore, but I absolutely, the practice is helps me do what I write now. It was very important. It was pivotal. And so I'm sharing that with you because I'm seeing the same thing with you. It's like you're taking the computer part, but you're like putting your own thumbprint in it, your own fingerprint in it, your own design. It looks like you almost have your own business with it, and it gives you flexibility and freedom. And so it's like you can have your cake and eat it too. We can navigate through life and be able to do what we love what we do, get paid for it, and all of that kind of stuff, and get paid well and live well and be happy. And so that's where I'm seeing a paternal grandfather coming and jumping up and down, because it's like breaking generation patterns, and I'm here and I'm free at last. And actually, it's interesting to see images of Abe Lincoln and the slaves getting freed. And so there's a real in your history component of where people, especially men in particular, have not been freed by their jobs, mentally, physically, emotionally. And so what you're doing on an energetic level is huge. You're clearing the energetic grids from seven generations back, and that also is going to affect you in the forward and your future and future generations. And so that is huge. And that is the message of freedom, being in the flow, being in the now. And of course, when we do that, it literally creates, it gets rid of the fog. And again, then we start drawing opportunities to us. It is that simple, but it doesn't mean that it's always easy, especially when they're sick of it. But what your energy patterns have shown me is not only V for victorious, I'm seeing you standing on the, usually I see that's my symbol, when the hands go up and the legs go out, it's making upside down inverted Vs and a V, but you're standing right in a V with your feet. And so that's really an interesting posture for me. So that's very, very successful. Victory and on all different levels, seeing it on all different parts of your life. And when the grandfather's pointing to your heart, and then he puts like a shield over it, like an energetic shield, and I see this symbol on it, and that's your symbol. It's part of your soul's logo, your soul's heart signature. And especially from now until January, February, you're pushing that symbol out, and that's, again, it's like a calling card that's really loud. When we start putting our symbols out to the universe, our symbol knows it's our calling card of our heart desires, and then we start bringing in situations and scenarios and people to help our heart desires. Literally, everything that we desire is written in our energy fields, in our codes, and the key is to unlocking that. And so many times we feel like we look at the keys are on the outside, the keys are all on the inside. And so you're doing a lot of unlocking and, again, showing it out. And but it's interesting because I just see that the computer stuff is something with bridging it. I don't have a computer mind, but I'm seeing you taking your skills that you're learning it and bridging it, making it ABC, 1, 2, 3 for people and having the knowledge of it as it's where it looks like you have your own business with it. Either way, you love it, and so that's wonderful. And again, your the key is that you're holding the energetic posture of the master and practice, master and process, and being the master. And so you're going to continue to feel that energy. I also see that you have a bunch of 11s around you, and that's, again, a master number, and that's the emphasis with, again, 11 for the month of November through, again, 1 January. The 1s is a huge leap for you, and I just see your heart expanding out, David, so that's wonderful. Money, everything. It's a wonderful thing.
Thanks, Carrie. Thanks
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
Thank you. Thank you. You holding that helps us all, helps us the whole, so that's a wonderful thing. Thank you. Thank you, David.
Yeah, thanks, David, for calling in. Carrie, do you have time for one more, maybe just a quick one?
Sure.
Okay, let's take Maureen calling in from Tacoma. She's been writing a book with another friend of hers. She's already sent it out to about 9 publications. She wants to know if she wants to continue doing that, sending it out, or she needs to grab an agent. So, Maureen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call, Carrie.
You're welcome, Maureen. So, you know, I saw the first thing to make it fast, because I know we don't have a lot of time. I saw 7 more people as far as sending it out, and so 7 more before the agent. So I see it's good. Like you send it out to a total of 17 to 20 people before you go to think of the agent. Agent, and actually I just heard the number 22, so it could end up being a total of 22. But people that you send it out to, different publications, and then I see a pause. It's like holding the tension, the creative tension. Especially I'm seeing from November to December, I see a hump over November, December. And so, and I also see the phone ringing. So then there's an opportunity. It's like, again, creating the holding the creative tension. So now I have that be tension. It's like an exercise band where this is your heart's desire. This is your book. You created it. You already went down to that far as have it creating, delivering that baby. Now it's the publishing part. And so the band is holding it when we have to do this 3D time thing and have it go out and get published. When I see the phone start ringing, then I see one small phone rings, then I see a whole bunch of phone rings, and it's all on the right side. So that's a really good sign as far as it's like I'm hearing like when it rains, it pours, and that kind of energy, and the phones start lighting up, and it's like the and actually what's happened energetically is that like what I was just saying to David, when we have our energy signals going out, and it really starts amplifying, and all of a sudden it's like the volume's on high volume, people hear it, and that's when all of a sudden people start noticing your book, synchronistic things happen, and you get noticed. And so November is a huge part, and again, I see you do sending out to several more people, ended up with 22, and the phone, when it starts ringing, it's like when it rains, it pours, that kind of thing. And I also see that why the month of December, from November to December, the first phone calls give information, or it seems like a brother-sister company. And I know a lot of publishing do have brother-sister companies, and so there's something along those lines, that there's like a brother-sister, or it could be even a total of three different companies, but I keep on hearing brother-sister. And I don't know what brother bear or sister, and I even feel like the name could be there. I know somebody had a brown bear or brown brother publishing house, and then there was a sister tree or something along those lines. So it could literally be picking up on part of the name. But I do see it like a trilogy that they all have different names fitting different things. Like there's a company that think of like Hay House, and then just little legs off of it where she could have different sub companies there. And a lot of people, again, do it. And so it's under a big name. And so that's a wonderful thing. So keep it up, send it out there. And remember, get right into the heart, see the book in your heart and see it in your center. Even if you have to go visualizing it, right aligned on your physical spine, and to see it going out from the heart from there. And you're opening the book, you're seeing your symbol for the book, or the title of the book, and feel it through the grid, feel it going out from your spine, through your heart, going out to the 12 feet in front of you. And every single time that you're going, you're pulsing it out. And what you're doing is you're sending out the book through the universal grid. Everyone is connected to that on a conscious or subconscious level. And talk about wanting to get the phones going fast. It works amazingly. And so, good for you. And so we're going to finish up for today. You've been listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show. And until next week, may you align with the divine.